This is David Duke. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth, and important for all people who love their own heritage and who love the principles of freedom, because that's what we stand for here at DavidDuke.com. We stand for the idea that every people has a right to defend their heritage, their way of life, their traditions, run their own affairs, and control their own destiny. We don't believe in compulsion or supremacism by any other ethnic group, nation, or state. We are opposed to globalism. And we also are absolutely dedicated to freedom. We believe in freedom of speech, press, assembly, those values which many people in the West and many people in media give lip service to, and yet we see egregious violations of freedom. Freedom of thought, speech, conscience, freedom to stand up and say what you believe or what you think. The idea of locking someone in prison for having an opinion about a political event, an idea, a principle, or an historic event is absolutely against every principle of freedom. And yet that's precisely what is occurring across the Western, the European world. Has anybody heard the recent headlines coming out of France? I have got to quote to you. I must quote to you from an article by Susan Sox, probably a Jew herself, but from Thursday's Globe and Mail. And I want to give you some quotations from this article, and I think you will shake your head as I am shaking my head as I speak these words to you. This is from Thursday's Globe and Mail from Canada. This is by Susan Sox, and here's some quotations from her article. Paris. French politicians are galloping into diplomatic quicksand with a proposal to imprison anyone who publicly denies that the Turkish massacre of Armenians a century ago constituted genocide. The draft law to be debated by the National Assembly Thursday was submitted by the opposition Socialist Party and is a strong support among those on the political right who hope to derail Turkey's candidacy for European Union membership. By the way, the bill passed overwhelmingly. And I, too, am opposed to Turkey's membership in the European Union, obviously. That is like the death knell to what we call Europe and our European heritage. It will change everything. But, ladies and gentlemen, I also believe in freedom of speech. Let me go on with some quotes from this article. Members of France's 400,000-strong Armenian diaspora, whose votes are important to all sides in next spring's presidential election, have lobbied for years to criminalize negating their genocide, just as it is a crime in France to deny the Holocaust. Notice it's negating or arguing against the Armenian genocide, but in terms of the Jewish problem, it's denying. Again, denial is a word usually attributed to criminals or those charged with crimes who are denying their guilt. To simply historically challenge a period of time or a interpretation of a period of time of history as written in the history books is not denial, but that's how we live in the world today. We have even our definitions, even the way we use words, are defined by those people who have a particular agenda. Now, here's some more of this article. Turkey has warned that French companies will be barred from bidding on billions of dollars worth of government contracts if the law is approved. The Armenian government has kept silent on the proposal, saying its goal is to secure recognition of the genocide by Turkey. The European Union's Enlargement Commissioner has pleaded with the French to abandon the bill, saying it would only undermine those Turks and Armenians promoting a dialogue over their conflicting versions of history. And of course, why shouldn't there be a dialogue? Why shouldn't there be public debate? If some Turks believe that there wasn't a planned genocide of Armenians, why shouldn't their side be heard? If Armenians want to say whatever they believe to be the historical fact, they have a right to say it. And by the way, again, I must tell you, I have many, many friends over the years who are Armenians, Christian Armenians, who I have a great deal of respect for, and I do believe terrible crimes were committed against the Armenian people in Turkey during that period. I also believe in freedom of speech, and I believe in freedom of press and freedom of thought. And I don't think anyone should be threatened with jail because they have expressed an opinion about an historical period of time. Article continues, more surprising has been the reaction of Armenian community leaders inside Turkey who have been fighting for greater freedom of speech at home. They said France would do more harm than good by outlawing the expression of unpopular views. This is an interesting quote and a fantastic quote, which I want to share with you now. I have been tried in Turkey for saying the Armenian genocide exists, and I have talked about how wrong this is, said Hrant Dink, the editor of the Armenian language newspaper in Istanbul, in an interview with CNN Turk. But, this is a quote, but if this bill becomes law, I will be one of the first to head to France and break the law. Then we can watch Turkey and the French government race to see which will throw me in jail first. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a gentleman who's been sentenced in Turkey, wrongly, I believe, for offering his opinion about the Armenian genocide. And he says himself that he would go to France and break the law purposefully because this law is wrong. There must be freedom of speech and impression. Now, that's a brave and courageous man. And where are the men of France and the men of America and Europe who will stand up on this issue? Why isn't the President of the United States standing up on this issue? And I'll tell you why they're not standing up. They're not standing up because they know that any discussion about how freedom of speech must be allowed in any historical event would mean that the terrible persecution and jailing of Europeans, many whom are scholars and historians because they have differing opinions about the nature and scope of the Holocaust, any discussion of these issues makes people see the ludicrousness of what's happening in terms of this kind of legislation. I just talked to a friend of mine from Belgium who's one of the webmasters of a very fine media site and helps us out at davidduke.com. And he just met recently with Bruno Gollnisch, a person I know quite well, who's in the National Front in France. Very brilliant man, fine man. In fact, he's a professor of classics. He worked in Japan for a long time. He used to teach at the University of Lyon. A brilliant, wonderful individual, Bruno Gollnisch. He's been elected as a member of the European Parliament for some time. The European Parliament stripped his immunity so he could be tried by the French government for simply saying, when he was asked about the Holocaust, he said, I'm not an expert, I can't speak authoritatively on it. That's for the experts. For this crime, if that's called a crime, not only are you not allowed to express your opinion if it differs from the official version of the Nuremberg trials 1945, by the way, which in many ways have been disputed by government and facts and historians, and even Holocaust historians themselves have refuted some of the charges and allegations of Nuremberg. Yet French law is that anyone who contests any of those Nuremberg provisions is subject to imprisonment, ladies and gentlemen, for expressing that point of view. In other words, you can't tell the truth. You go to jail even if you tell the truth. Truth is no defense. But it's gotten to the point now where here you have an elected parliamentarian, an elected member of the European Parliament, a man who's been a professor, a highly respected professor at the University of Lyon, and he is threatened with, they're trying to put him in jail, ladies and gentlemen, simply and purely for saying he's not an expert. In other words, not only can you not only refute or try to dispute any aspect of the Holocaust story as presented by whomever. Nowadays, if you don't actually speak that support, if you simply will not speak the words they want you to say, they put you in jail. Boy, it sounds like the rack and tongs, isn't it? It's amazing what's happening. It's just incredibly amazing. And this whole aspect of what's going on right now in France in terms of the Armenian Holocaust and criminalizing anyone who has a disagreeing opinion, that has got to raise eyebrows of anyone who truly believes in freedom. Of course, absolutely, as you know, I am the one that's accused of being against human rights and against human values and against human freedoms. And yet I'm sitting here while I speak these words in an Eastern European country telling you that we must defend freedom of speech for every point of view. Even though I side with the point of view of the Armenians, probably more than the Turks. And I do have respect for the Turks in many ways, but that's just my opinion. And I still believe in freedom of speech for individuals of differing viewpoint. And if we don't have freedom of speech, then we have no freedom. We have no rights and we have no liberties. And again, as I have to repeat again and again and again, the most critical freedom of all is freedom of speech. Because if you don't have freedom of speech, ladies and gentlemen, then they can literally murder you, dispossess you, torture you, do anything. And no one will even have the right to learn about it, to know about it. The men who framed the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights, which I wholly believe in and support, they were so right when they put freedom of speech as the very First Amendment, the right to free speech and press and thought, because that is the bulwark upon all of our other freedoms rest. But notice how this freedom of speech is under attack. As you know, recently a speech was canceled in the Polish consulate by a Jewish professor because, quote, he criticized Israel. Another talk was canceled by an historian who wrote about the Second World War. Even though he wrote positive things about the war, he criticized Israel in one of the small essays along with his book, comparing some of what happened to victims, Jewish victims in the Second World War, to some of what's happened to the Palestinians. And for that offense, Jewish groups have worked hard to literally block his speech presentations in New York and other areas. Ladies and gentlemen, you must have freedom of speech, and DavidDuke.com is a website that defends that principle. And I believe, if you'll notice, that unlike the Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rith, unlike these worldwide Jewish organizations like the Simon Wiesenthal Center, unlike groups such as those that want to prevent freedom of speech in France and Turkey and elsewhere, I'm not fearing freedom of speech. I don't fear freedom of speech because I believe the truth and the evidence on the things that I believe in, that I endorse, can be backed up with documentation, history, reason, logic, and the emotions of decency and love and consideration and freedom that we believe in. It's interesting that my opponents are the ones that want to take away our basic freedoms of speech and press and conscience and assembly. They're right now suppressing parties in Europe because they've gotten big votes and they're thinking about some way to suppress them. In Belgium, for instance, the Vlaams Bloc made a great advance politically in that country. They expanded their influence all over the nation of Belgium and beyond their strongholds in Flanders to other parts of Flanders. And recently, to fight this party, they literally let, this is amazing to say it, but hundreds of thousands of non-Belgium citizens, that's right, non-citizens vote, because too many people were supporting this party. That's not freedom, ladies and gentlemen. And it's interesting how our opponents constantly are the ones that are trying to take away our freedom of speech, press, assembly, and even our basic democratic rights. Remember what happened in Austria when Mr. Haider got elected in Austria. Austria was threatened with sanctions by the rest of Europe for exercising their choice of a leader. So these people really don't believe in democracy. we do here at davidduke.com, and I hope all of you will join with us in defending our European traditions of freedom of speech and thought. Thanks so much. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. And remember that your support makes possible this program and my work around the world. Bye-bye.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.davidduke.com.